This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from Tampa, Florida, across America on some of our country's great radio stations. And special thanks go out to our military men and women for the job they're doing right now. They're listening to us all around the world, keeping us free and safe. Plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, Border Patrol, and our 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, all those nighttime mechanics, and those construction workers, too. Not to forget about the bulk mail centers sorting the mail and the mail haulers delivering it, because that's what they're doing right now as you people are listening and as the rest of the country is sleeping. But they do a great job, and we appreciate all of them. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website for all the different things we have to offer over there. All right, joining us right now, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It is time to say the pledge and get rolling. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words under God. This great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, first of all, before we get started, Kyle, I want to thank all the good people down there, Tea Party Manatee and Bradenton and Sarasota, that came out for a tremendous evening last night. They got a chance to hear a lot of highly motivated, patriotic individuals. I was the master of ceremonies for their event. They had a great crowd there. And I want to thank them for the honor they gave me. I was not expecting to go there and be awarded something for what I did, but they shocked me. They gave me something, and right now it's right behind me here on the wall. So thank you very much to all the people down there in Bradenton, Tea Party Manatee, and I love you guys. You're my home tea party down there, and I never forgot you, and I still don't. All right, well, Kyle, Israel, what's going on in Israel?
All right, Captain. Well, it's a very, very exciting time in Israel right now. Of course, we're watching a extremely close election. As we go to air tonight, we're still seeing, I think, 35 seats for the Likud party, which is Benjamin Netanyahu's party. Then the main challengers party is the Blue and White party. They also have 35 seats.
Yeah, we have a tie.
We have a tie, and then we have two other parties that have gained 8 seats each. One is called the Shas Party, S-H-A-S,
right,
and the United Torah Judaism Party. Now, both of these parties, more or less, are more right-wing type parties. So that's an interesting thing in and of itself, which could help sort of Benjamin Netanyahu form a government over the next 20-something days or so.
28, I believe.
Yeah, 28. And then they get a two-week extension if need be, I think. But this is also very crucial. According to another report, the Central Election Committee in Israel is now counting the final 3% of the votes. Now, these mostly belong to soldiers that are stationed on bases and also diplomats serving overseas. Now, according to the reports, these kinds of votes typically skew to the right.
Right.
So, again, that's advantage Netanyahu. And also, Captain, it's interesting to know that in Israel, Election Day is a national holiday.
Yeah.
So that also helps for some of the voter turnout.
Yeah, but I also was told that even in Benjamin Netanyahu, as a matter of fact, I read reports to this effect, even in Benjamin Netanyahu's strongholds, there was a lighter than normal turnout.
Well, right, exactly right. And from what that was, I think, in the last go-around, the last time that they had elections, I think, back in 2015. Also, of course, which will be very telling, is the Arab turnout in the election. There are about 21% of the country, and they could be smarting about a law that was passed in 2018 that essentially said that only Jewish people have the right to self-determination in Israel. So we'll see how that plays out, if at all. But it's been back and forth all throughout the day, Captain. Both sides declaring victory at one point, and we're still going to see exactly what happens here.
Well, I know all the early polls that came out had the challenger, Benjamin Netanyahu's challenger, ahead by about one seat or 1 point, they were calling it, but it was actually one seat that they were maintaining that lead. And then later in the evening, sometime, I don't know, around midnight our time, because they are 7 hours ahead of us, then they were showing some different numbers where it was actually dead even.
Right, exactly. So we're still watching this, and we're going to see. And again, this is a real nail-biter, but also a very important election, because Benjamin Netanyahu, of course, I think has been prime minister for many, many years. I think since, 2007, I believe.
Yeah, he's the longest serving prime minister. This would be his sixth term.
Right, exactly right. And so, of course, they were looking to see if whether or not even some of the issues that he's facing on the home front with the different corruption charges, which are still playing out.
Well, that's all.
That was going to have a.
That's all political. Those are not grave charges, to say the least. Those are all political charges. It's like a he said, she said type deal. Including his wife, who was accused of doing some things that she shouldn't have done. But again, he said, she said, and that's nonsense.
Yes, exactly. And I need to correct myself. I think he's been in power since 2009, I believe. So.
Well, not per se in power, but he's been...
As prime minister.
Yeah, right. Because he's had, this would be his sixth term.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, and as long as they keep running, they can run forever.
Well, precisely.
David Ben-Gurion comes to mind. Remember him?
Oh, right. Yeah, well, that's the parliamentary system, basically.
All righty. Well, hold that thought. And folks, when we come back, we got a lot of things going on in this country. By the way, Attorney General Barr is going to form a team to review the FBI and their actions during the Trump probe. And the 8 criminal referrals involving 25 to 30 people has shown up at his desk now from Devin Nunez. And we'll let you know all about that. Kathy?
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida. This portion of the program brought to you by Hub.life. That's Hub spelled H-U-B. And this is a brand new social media site, which I would suggest everybody take a good close look at, because we know social media companies are very big. They're getting more enormous. They got way too much power. You know, they block, they ban, they silence people who stand up for innocent life, love God, support freedom, and believe in American values. And that's just not right. So Hub.life was formed as the newest alternative in social media that gives its members the ability to once again express their belief in freedom and basic decency. And if you want to talk about God, love, honor, country, guess what? You can do it. So stop being silenced. Quit waiting to get out of Facebook jail and join people from all over the world at Hub.life. It's free to join and never a crime to express your beliefs. Hub.life. And I'm over there. Go over there and become a friend of mine at Hub.life, and I'll see you there on the Internet. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. And, by the way, you're over there, too, now.
That's right. That's right, Captain.
Yeah, now, I haven't switched everything over there totally, but I am over there to the point to where people can send me different things, and I get it, and it's tied into my Facebook account, so I see the things that are going on and back and forth. Now, back to where we were here, because Attorney General Barr has told Congress that he is going to release the Mueller report probably sometime early next week, certainly by the end of next week. That's number one. But number two, he also told Congress that he's going to form a team to review the actions of the FBI and their officials during the Trump probe. That's important.
It sure is. I can imagine that tonight, this morning, Captain, that there are a lot of folks in Washington who might be quaking a little bit in their boots for fear that, again, there's going to be a lot more light shined onto this whole situation. Now, there's been a lot of good work, a lot of good investigative reporting. People like Greg Jarrett who wrote a great book about this. But we're going to find out, I think, especially in what could turn into some pretty big criminal investigations as to, the weaponization of the intelligence community, the weaponization of the powers of certain FBI officials and so forth. This is going to be a big deal, I think.
Now, there's also something brewing with the immigration officials, senior immigration officials, some of whom may have been appointed by Barack Obama, is my understanding, where we might see a little bit more cleaning of house over there in the DHS and in the Immigration and Naturalization Services.
Well, right, and that's essentially what it looks like is happening, although the president, I think, was stressing that he wasn't necessarily, quote-unquote, cleaning house. I think trying to tamp down what could be a story for his opposition, basically, to try to really harp on. But you're right. I think that there are some there that perhaps, just like we've seen in other departments in the government, that are Obama holdovers that might slow walk things or simply kind of help the idea that the president's policies would not be implemented. I think he's, quite frankly, I think he's had enough of all of this stuff, and this is why he wants to make sure that he can get something done on immigration. He can fulfill his duty, which is first and foremost to protect the American people, and I think he's willing to really take charge on this, and we're going to see some real changes.
Well, we can't just keep letting people in here carte blanche and then letting them come in here, vet them, and go, well, we got no place to keep you, so we're going to rubber stamp you, and gee, you look like you're okay, and we can't find any Interpol record on you, so here's your appearance ticket, we'll see you in 6 months or whatever, and then you never see them again.
And, well, exactly right. And this, of course, has been going on for years and years across different administrations and so forth. But there was one really interesting thing that happened earlier yesterday, Captain, when the president had a press availability in the Oval Office. And after there were some questions and answers, the press was sort of being shooed out of the Oval Office. And the president decided he wanted to put to rest and make his position very clear on some of these different narratives and allegations, the so-called putting kids in cages, that whole thing. And he spoke out very strongly against President Obama's administration for setting up that whole situation and saying this was President Obama, not Trump, that did this. And he said he actually tried to and has taken this this away.
And I have a little message for AOC when she made the statement on national TV that nobody countered, because I did not hear anybody come back and counter it. She goes, well, they put our kids, these kids in cages, and they've been shooting them up with drugs. Yeah, they were immunizing them because they were coming in with all kinds of diseases, and there was measles running around rampantly inside some of these areas where the kids are, and you can't just mix the kids with the parents when you can't prove that the parents aren't even the parents, because we also know that the bad guys are grabbing kids and grabbing women with kids and saying, you keep your mouth shut or I'll kill you, and they're bringing them into the country and making it look like as if they're a family.
Right, and my question would be, since we know that there are nefarious actors here that would do such a thing, they would use the children to gain entry or to make it easier for themselves to gain entry, what happens to the kids once they do gain entry? Are they going to care about them? Are they, because they're not their family, they're not their parents. What happens to these kids? That's the question that many in the media should be asking. And that's exactly why, Captain, we have to be able to, once the children come into our jurisdiction, we have to protect them. We have to make sure they are safe and they get the medical attention that
right.
they so desperately need.
And in lieu of everything that's going on here, the job that the president is doing, the Democrats are pulling their hair out because his approval rating went up to 53% yesterday.
This just doesn't compute.
47% don't care for the job he's doing in a Rasmussen poll, but 53% do, and that is significant.
It's very significant. What that is saying is that right now President Trump is on track for reelection, basically, in many, many
ways. He's ahead of Barack Obama.
Well, exactly right. And so, and really I think that, I think we can say that the president has, is very comfortable in his skin, as president, especially at this point. I think he has, I think he's sort of, crossed over into an entirely different dimension of his presidency, and he knows, and the confidence is there. And it's palpable, and the people are responding to that. And they know that Trump has weathered all this stuff, the ridiculous Mueller report and all those stupid predictions about how he's going to get indicted and all this nonsense. And they see that he's weathered that, come through that, kept his promises that he made to the American people. And that's significant.
And speaking of people that are being significant here lately, Bernie Sanders yesterday made news after making news over the weekend, talking about the fact that he did not want to see open borders and that we needed to change our immigration laws. Well, yesterday he did it again. He said that, yes, indeed, he is a millionaire and that he will release his tax returns going back 10 years on April the 15th.
Well, good for him. You know, of course, but here's the thing. He has benefited from living in a capitalist system.
That's correct. And he's benefited because he's been living off the money that were given to him over the various campaigns that he's run, which you can do as long as you have receipts and you're doing it in a proper manner. And by the way, one of the houses he got on Lake George that everybody knows about up there in upstate New York was bought and paid for by his campaign fund.
Well, right. So, I mean, he's done very, very well. So what he wants to do, and I think this is really key, he wants to get into a position to tell you and me and all the listeners out there what they can't have.
Oh, and the Vermont senator, I did say Vermont, Lake George, he's on the New York side of Lake George.
Oh, well, of course.
Okay, which is where the taxes are even higher. Yeah, yeah.
Well, but again, yeah, so but people like this, they want to get in power so that they can restrict how much money you can make and all this kind of stuff, and who in the socialist system is going to have three houses except for the very top elite. That's this kind of thing. So it's a very stark contrast.
Well, let's see. There's my pup tent. There's my camper, my pop-up camper, and then there's my house. So that's three houses, right?
That's three houses, right? Well, well, the government might take one away and give it to somebody else then.
Yeah. Well, I'll have to get an umbrella tent. I'll have to modernize. All right. Well, you know, and before we run out of time here and have to go to the next segment, the Secret Service is coming under all kinds of flack for what happened there at Mar-a-Lago. They're just scratching their heads wondering, what the hell? How could this woman, this Chinese, probably spy, get in as far as she did?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there has to be a top-down review of this.
All right, well, hang on. And by the way, folks, when we come back, we're going to be talking about Bill O'Reilly. He made an interesting comment yesterday about California and their taxes. Also, Magic Johnson, the Magic Man, stepping down as the president of the Los Angeles Lakers. What happened there? All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's up.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Democrats grilled Attorney General William Barr over how he was able to quickly capsulize hundreds of pages from the Mueller report into a four-page summary, suggesting he'd gotten a preview of the report. But William Barr told them Everyone will get to see it soon.
Within a week, I will be in a position to release the report to the public, and then I will engage with the chairman of both judiciary committees.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's comfortable with what will be made public.
I think it really gets down to a question whether you trust Bill Barr or not, and I do.
On immigration, the president says that he won't bring back the policy of separating migrant children from their parents, although he says the program was a good deterrent. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And by the way, I want to remind everybody about the United States Concealed Carry Association, known as the USCCA. Now, if you want the opportunity to win a free gun a day giveaway, you can go to my website, and there's a little drop-down menu there when you click on the link for the USCCA, and it'll show you the gun a day giveaway. You just sign up for that. Because we're dying to announce that somebody on this show wins one of those guns, and you can't do it if you don't enter into the contest. And I can't do it, so it can't be me. So it's got to be somebody on the program. So go over there and click on that little drop down menu at the USCCA logo link that's on my page. Sign up for the free gun a day giveaway, and hopefully you'll be one of the ones that we get to announce. But in the meantime, if you want to become a member of the USCCA, you get $474 worth of free stuff to go along with your membership. That's number one. Number two, you get the award-winning Concealed Carry magazine that comes right along with it, too. And every month, you'll get coupons and discounts in there for all sorts of things, not just relating to shooting and shooting sports, but hunting and fishing and camping. There's all that stuff in there, and you'll enjoy getting the magazine. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
So, California. Bill O'Reilly tells Newsmax TV on the Wayne Allen Root show, our buddy Wayne Allen Root, that California taxes are not just high, they're confiscating.
Well, I think that's probably about right, and that's one of the reasons why we see so many people wanting to, get out of California.
When are you leaving?
Well, that's a good question. You know, there's a lot of people who are doing just that.
All my bags are packed. I'm ready to go, right?
That's right, leaving on a jet plane.
Yeah, well, you're just going to leave in a family truckster towing a U-Haul trailer.
Precisely.
Or
well,
a U-Haul truck towing a trailer or something like that.
Exactly. Well, that's the thing. The taxes in California and all of these different regulations You know, we have a new straw law here in California. You can't, you have to ask for a straw in a restaurant now. But
boy, you got the highest gas prices in the country. They jacked up the tax rate again, and you're going to be paying $4 a gallon for gas by the end of this week. Mark my words.
Well, there are some stations that I drove by just in the last day where it's already gone over $4 a gallon.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous.
And most of it is tax money.
Precisely. And this, you know, and it is tax money, but what it does is it depresses things in other parts of our economy.
Well, sure.
Yeah, people don't feel, they don't feel as flush.
You want an In-N-Out burger? Yeah, right. You're going to get an In-N-Out glass of water.
Right. Well, exactly. But the idea is that you're not going to go, because you're not going to go out and buy stuff or go out to dinner or stuff like that, because you feel like, wow, I just filled up my tank and it was, you know, much, much more than it ever is.
Yeah, $100 to fill up a pickup truck, I guarantee you, with those 35, 40 gallon tanks.
Right, exactly. And so then what do you do? Well, I guess I'll go home.
Yeah.
You know, instead of spending more money.
And the other thing is, poor Los Angeles, the Los Angeles Lakers didn't make the playoffs again this year after they went way, way, way overboard to get LeBron James in there. One monkey don't stop no show is what they used to say. Remember that expression?
Right, right.
Yeah, well, in this case, one player didn't make a team, because I go back to the days of Wilt Chamberlain when he was the highest scoring individual, by the way, in the NBA, and he had a 100-point game. He was averaging over 50 points a game, and they still didn't get to the championship or pass the first round of the playoffs for many, many years in Philadelphia.
Well, right, and so yeah, it wasn't the year for the Lakers and Magic, you know, who of course has been a staple in Southern California sports and played for the Lakers for so many years and is an icon, really. He's decided that he's just going to step aside at this point.
Yeah, and of course, the owner of the team there, Mrs. Jerry Buss, she said, well, you can do whatever you need to. I have full confidence in you. He goes, no, I just feel it's time to turn the corner and let somebody else take control. So, okay, Magic will go back to television probably, and it is what it is. Now, the Department of Defense very quietly has awarded $1 billion for the border wall construction of another 22 miles. The president was down there where there was a couple miles of brand new wall constructed in a manner that they're going to be doing it. And it's not a wall. It's a barrier, but it's a big, strong barrier. And they're going to construct another 22 miles of that with a $1 billion price tag associated to it in an area where, again, people have been just coming in.
Right, exactly. And so we understand that this is like a bollard-type construction. It's 18 feet high.
Yep.
It's got a 5-foot anti-climb plate on it.
And we'll see how all that works out. Now, one other little thing here, a couple of little things that are on the side here. we have $51 billion in disaster relief for hurricanes, floods, fires, things that have happened, that is being tied up by procedure by the Democrats in the House of Representatives. You suppose the people will remember that in those areas that need that money, and it's being tied up by the guys in the blue side of the aisle?
Yes, absolutely. And these kinds of things are the kinds of things that the Republicans need to make sure is always front and center throughout the coming 2020 campaign. And there's going to be a couple different ways to do that, of course, through television ads and so forth, you know, information ads, as they're called. But also, President Trump, when he goes out and does these rallies, he has the ability to make news and to talk about things, because he'll talk sometimes. At one rally, didn't he talk for like 2 hours, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah, he has a lot of opportunity to go directly to the people through either tweets or through these rallies. And that will start to disperse this kind of information, and it will have a difference.
Well, the night of the White House Correspondents' Dinner, which he's not going to go to, he's going to be out somewhere conducting a rally in the United States.
Exactly right. And again, because that's his counter. This president, Donald Trump, as the person, Donald Trump, his forte seems to be to do these kinds of things and not simply go through an information person or this kind of stuff, you know, that is more quote-unquote traditional politician communication channels, he goes right to the people, and he is using this to his great advantage, and the media still are perplexed by it. They can't understand it.
Now, again, for anyone that's just joining the program, the Israeli elections are over. They're counting the votes. They're down to counting the, I guess we would call them, for lack of better words in our country, they're called absentee ballots. But they're down to counting the military votes and the foreign ambassadors' votes, people that work in the Foreign Service. And right now it looks like it's tied 35-35.
That's right. So, again, it's still going to be a long, long day for Israel. And, yeah, they are counting those votes. We understand that typically the Foreign Service and the military soldiers on the bases, they tend to skew right. So, again, if that were to hold true, it could be advantage to the Likud party.
Now, we're going to finish the segment with the passing of a generation of a decade. Lieutenant Colonel Richard Dick Dole, who was the co-pilot that sat in the seat beside Jimmy Doolittle in the raid of Doolittle's Raiders, the bombing of Tokyo, Japan, died yesterday at 103 years of age, the end of an era.
The end of an era, and really one of the most important military raids in American history,
yep,
without a doubt. To be able to take these bombers off, launch them off an aircraft carrier, which had never been done.
Yep.
In order to, this was the strike back after Pearl Harbor. This gave the American people the confidence to go forward, and bewildered the Japanese at the time, and just this will go down in history as they launched off the USS Hornet soon after the Pearl, about 6 months or so after,
right,
back on Pearl Harbor.
Right. We got very, very close to getting tipped off. They had a fishing ship that they had to sink that was spotted the carrier, and they almost were found out about, but remarkable feat. Probably will never be able to be done again because it was done in total secrecy.
Exactly, that's right. They had to learn how to get these planes to take off in that short a space and so forth. They've never been done. They were never designed to go off a carrier. But I recall, Captain, from the history books that at the time the reporters asked Franklin Roosevelt, where did these planes come from?
Yep.
And he simply said,
Shangri-La.
That's right. Shangri-La is where,
yep,
they came from.
Yep.
And just was an amazing victory.
Yep. And they'll never be forgotten in the terms of military history. But Lieutenant Colonel Dick Dole flying around somewhere up on a cloud tonight.
That's right. A just reward. Absolutely.
Yep, and he's gone to meet the rest of his 80 Doolittle Raiders that were part of that. And the movies that they made about that didn't do justice to the individuals that were involved. Okay, well, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And, folks, when I come back, the truckers that are out there on the highways and byways, you want to pay attention to what I'm going to tell you. There is one whale of a spring storm that dropped out onto the plains. And we're going to be talking about not just winter storm warnings, but blizzard warnings out there for parts of the country. I'll be right back.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mark Walters. We appreciate you and hope that you're doing well as you get ready to go off on one of your trips, because he's going to be moving around to Arizona, doing some programs there. And he's also going, let's see, where did he tell me the other day? Some other place. But anyway, I forgot. Oh, wait a minute. Minnesota. All right. So there you go. But this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Family Automotive. And let's get it started right now.
Cups of coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. There ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect if some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, trucker's hearts get broke. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. donkey, and I need that old white ride.
Alrighty, that's the Highway Junkie song, and there's a whole bunch of Highway Junkies out there tonight. But to you guys and gals that are going out west of Chicago, I-80, I-94, you're going out west of Des Moines on I-80, along with I-90 and 94 north of you, and you're on I-70, and you're west of, say, old Kansas City, you better get ready for what's coming your direction. It is Old Man Winter on steroids. Now, a strong late-season winter storm is going to move across the north-central U.S. into the Great Lakes through Friday. Along with this storm, there will be blizzard conditions, some ice in the cold side, and severe thunderstorms on the warm side. So below I-70, down there on I-64, on I-40, east-west, maybe even I-20, you're going to be dealing with rain and you're going to be dealing with thunderstorms, possibly severe, and there might be a tornado or two tossed in the mix, too. So, further south, high winds and very dry conditions will produce the potential for rapid wildfire growth across the high plains and southwest states, at least through Thursday. Now, we've got fire watches up right now in the southern part of Kansas, in the western part, the panhandle of Oklahoma, the southeastern part of Texas, as well as all of eastern New Mexico, around El Paso, and over towards Midland, Texas, and out there along the southern part of Arizona from Yuma, Arizona, all the way across to Tucson, Arizona, and into New Mexico along I-10 and I-8. We've got fire watches going on here tonight. But let me start with where the snow is going to be. I'll start out in Maine, because in Maine, you're going to get winter weather driving conditions there today, snow flurries. It won't be anything like what you had, but you're going to have snow flurries across most of Maine, northern Maine, all the way to the Canadian border. Now, in northern Pennsylvania, the Upper Peninsula, you will have winter driving conditions. You also will have the same across northern part of Wisconsin. By the way, you could get an ice storm way up there in the Canadian maritime areas along the Lake Superior, Lake Huron, and the northern part of Michigan as well. You could also get an ice storm up in there. And you're going to have snow across a lot of Minnesota tonight, right on up through the Twin Cities. Looks like we're going to have some snow up there. And then further north and to the west, believe it or not, some rain up in there, going up towards, again, up towards Minot, North Dakota, and down towards Fargo, north of Fargo. You will have some rain, but that will quickly change over to snow flurries and I-90 being about the borderline, you're going to have a winter storm warning along with blizzard conditions for the southern part of Minnesota, for the southern part of North Dakota, for all of South Dakota, for most of Nebraska, for a lot of Kansas, about halfway across Kansas, the northwestern part in particular. Colorado, you're going to get snow tonight. You've got winter storm warnings tonight around Denver. Be very careful going north, going south, going west. You've got a real mess going on there. Plus, you've got a sleet storm over there by Grand Junction right now. It's not just snow, it's sleet, and there may be some freezing rain in the mix over there, so be careful. And then a blizzard warning will exist north and east of Denver going into Nebraska, I-76 to I-80. You're going to have some real trouble as this storm intensifies. Wyoming, a big problem for you. Winter storm warning, as well as the high winds blowing the snow around. And Cheyenne, Laramie, up into other parts of Wyoming tonight, you're going to have problems, lots of problems, so just bear with it. Coming out of Utah, Salt Lake City, the mountains to the north, the west, and the south, going down into Arizona and headed towards Nevada, you're going to have a lot of snow there. Winter storm warning pretty much along I-15 tonight and I-70 east going towards Colorado. You will have snow in the southwestern part of Utah tonight. High winds across most of Nevada. No snow yet for the higher elevations. Rain, though, for the northeastern part of Nevada. That may change. We may see some snow coming in or freezing rain because up in Idaho, right just across the border with Nevada, you've got some winter driving conditions there. You've got snow flurries on and off through most of Idaho tonight. Boise, I-84, you're going to have some winter driving conditions there. And so far, you're looking good on cabbage, although there is snow to the west. Snoqualmie, you may have snow there. Snow down along into the central part of Oregon, along with Washington State. And a mixture of rain and snow up in the Nevadas, the Sierra Nevadas, just west of Reno, and up into that little corner of Oregon up in there. You've got some uncertain weather conditions right now where it could turn and become rain or sleet or freezing rain or snow or all of the above. Now, again, a lot of high winds down below on I-10, on I-8, on I-40. You're going to have a lot of trouble there with the winds. Some of these winds are very, very gusty, and it's going to lead to a fire threat. Fire watch advisory going on in the panhandle of Oklahoma, I-40, over into the northern and western part of Texas, Amarillo, on down to Lubbock, in a straight line on down to El Paso, and it's just what it's going to be. Now, in the Dallas Metroplex area tonight, looks like we got some fog. Looks like we got some fog along the Gulf of Mexico, south of Houston, certainly Galveston, all the way down towards the Mexican border. Got some fog around, spotty fog around New Orleans and Pascagoula. We got some fog from about Montgomery up to Birmingham in Alabama. And we've got some patches of fog in the East Coast, north of Virginia, up into Delaware and Maryland tonight. Now, just taking one final look here. Again, if you're going out I-80 west, I-90 west, I-94 west, I-70 west, and you're going west of Chicago, west of St. Louis, west of Kansas City, west of Des Moines, pay attention. You're going to be in some really rough weather over the next couple of days. So think about that for a second. All righty. And I'm coming up on the top of the hour break, so we'll have to wait here with the caller that just called in there, and I'm going to pick the phone up here in a minute. But our Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by our good friends at Moss Family Automotive. Moss Family Automotive. Tell them the captain sent you to get an extra $500 off whatever deal you make. And for a limited time right now, 0% down and up to 6 months to pay. You serve, you save. Moss Family Automotive. I'll be right back right after the top of the hour news. Ms. Rosemary coming around.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.